Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program here. As always, you're invited to join us. The number, if you want, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And we're also going to be joined by nobody here shortly, so he'll be here shortly. You can join the show again, 603-283-6160. But to start things out here tonight, we're going to get into the latest on what's been happening with various different companies and such, cutting off the government and the people, more importantly, of Russia, the punishing 140 million innocent people that live there for simply being in a political jurisdiction that some people don't like anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Most of these restrictions seem to be impacting the people rather than the government, so to speak, of Russia.
Correct. So apparently the quick news that I told you about just before we started the show, a internet provider named Lumen. I don't know if they were purported to be like on the level of Cogent, but I don't know if that's true or not. I've not really gotten all the details on that. But Cogent, which is a backbone provider, we discussed this a week ago, has cut off Russia. And now apparently this other one, Lumen, is also closing their service in Russia as well. There's more about this on the way here tonight. But also something that happened yesterday that we got into on the show quite a bit was the NHXit, the constitutional amendment that had been proposed here in New Hampshire got its hearing, this historic hearing in the state house in front of the full state legislature here, which is 400 people. Now, not all 400 are always there, so in this case, it was like 360 or so that were in attendance. And it got the full hearing, and it got shot down. 323-13 was the final vote in that particular case. We were actually playing some of the audio from the State House floor yesterday on the show, and I do have more of that audio here tonight. That video has gone online over at the Freekeen Odyssey channel, so you can go to video.freekeen.com. It's the latest video there on Odyssey, so if you want to check out what happened, you want to see the footage for yourself, it's there. We played about half of it last night. We played the couple of the opening, I don't know if you want to call them statements or whatever they were, but there are a couple more that I thought might be interesting to hear from here tonight, and then we'll also get into some bank fraud that you want to talk about, Chris, so that's coming up. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to join us here. We go to the floor of the State House yesterday for what's called CACR 32. That's what they call a proposed constitutional amendment here in New Hampshire. So it has to get 60% of the State House and 60% of the State Senate in order for it to go onto the ballot. It did not even come close. It got about not even 4%, about 3.8% of the total number of people that were there in the chamber yesterday. And by the way, the hand-wringing and the reeing and the freaking out on social media has been pretty exquisite after this. So many of the Democrats have been just calling for the heads of the 13 heroes who voted for this piece of legislation.
Yeah, you know it's kind of funny. They've been freaking out just in general about, you know, free staters and...
Oh, yeah, big time.
It's kind of interesting because in some respects, they're kind of right. It's... In that we're not okay, we don't obviously have control over the state house. I think this particular amendment shows that, but they're freaking out as if we do, and they seem to be saying we do. And it's just, I think this just demonstrates that we don't. But what this does demonstrate is something that is it demonstrates that effectively we are gaining ground. A couple years ago, we never would have been able to get one rep, let alone 13 reps, to get on board with this company.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's massive, and our numbers are increasing in New Hampshire, and our representatives, we have more representatives than we've ever had before.
Yeah, there was one of them who was saying, I don't remember which one, I've literally got at least a dozen, maybe 20 different entries from Twitter of these people just flipping out about the Free Staters. Anyway, one of them was making sound like, oh, well, they're no big deal. They're nothing. And I said, well, if we were nothing, why are you spending time on us? Why are you spending time trashing the Free State Project? Because we are something, and the Free Staters here are making a difference.
I mean, what do they keep saying? First they ignore you, and then they...
they laugh at you.
They laugh at you, and then they fight you.
Nobody just stepped in, but now your mic's on. Apologies.
I'm the late nobody.
Here you are. Better have you here late than never. What were you saying?
I was saying, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Correct. Correct. And we are in the firmly in the fighting phase here. They are not ignoring us.
Very early days still, but yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I've got more of this footage here. Brody DeShays is the tool. The young guy that they put out in front here to represent the state, to represent the union, to pimp to intimidate or to attempt to threaten, in some cases, the state representatives into doing his bidding and the union's bidding, which is to say not allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on this question. That's ultimately what these reps did, was they denied the people the right to vote.
I would think that I'm pretty sure, and I'm firmly in the let's get divorced camp,
mm-hmm.
but I'm pretty sure that the vote would not... that we would not get a majority on our side, even if the vote were to occur. So
I've
got to
wonder,
what are they afraid of? Are they just afraid of finding out what that number is?
Yes, I suspect that they are, because
I also think that number is much higher than people think.
I think the reason, I think part of the reason that they're scared is because they actually realize that there's a lot more support for this than, they want to admit, basically.
Either that or they're afraid that there's more support than they want to admit. We don't really know. The most recent study that was done looked at...
They do a lot of polling, though, so I would guess that they have at least a clue.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There was a study that was done, I think it was 2021 or 2020, fairly recent, where they looked at... the question was essentially, if your state were to secede and join a union of nearby states... would you support that? So it wasn't pure secession.
Yeah.
It was secession with a new union.
Sure.
But so like New England would have its own union, and then the West would have its own union, or the Southeast, that kind of thing.
See, that would be problematical for me, because I would say that the Northeast, with the exception of New Hampshire, is probably worse politically than New Hampshire than the United States as a whole.
No, I get you. I don't like that plan, but it's the best study that I've seen in recent years, because they did ask people a question about secession, and a significant number of them were in favor of it. I can pull up the numbers here, but it was roughly a third of New Englanders said yes.
It's what's interesting is the representatives don't match up with the polling data of the masses, which means that they're not doing a very good job representing us.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, all these polls, no matter how you ask the question, it's always more than 4%, right? So you would think that, we'd have, let's say it was a third, right? Mm-hmm. A third are for independents.
Oh, I see what you mean. The reps
you would think that a third of the reps would be for independents, but clearly, we only had 4%, which suggests that
we don't know what
they're not representing us very well.
Well, we know what percentage voted for it, but we don't know what percentage thought it was a bad idea and what percentage were just cowardly.
I'm going to presume that most of the Free Staters were cowardly on this. There's supposedly
about
40 supposedly 40 Free Staters in the State House. I don't know who they all are, but that's what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. 40,
that's what I've heard. That's what Jeremy Kaufman...
I thought we went from 20 to 30.
According to Jeremy Kaufman, who's the executive director of the Free State Project 40? Right now, he's saying more than 40.
It depends on how you define Free Stater, too. Is he saying movers or people who are associated with the movement?
Not sure.
Those are very different numbers.
Yeah, I was going to say, the FSP itself said it went from 20 to 30 between the last legislature and this one. That's why I'm just curious where the 40 came from.
You'll have to ask him.
Maybe he means Friends of the Free State.
He used the term Free Stater. I don't know. Whatever that means, it generally means somebody who cares about liberty. The number is 603-283-6160, but most of them didn't vote for this particular...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and If you want to join the show, you can at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to Steve Lemansky, who is a Free Talk Live supporter via our AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You can sign up there. It's our Patreon, and it allows you to support what we do here on Free Talk Live. Get some cool benefits for doing that as well. So Steve signed up as a gold, which means he's doing at least $10 a month. Thank you, Steve, for the assistance there. And we appreciate it. Over at amps.freetalklive.com, you can join up there. That's amps.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts, and then I'll play some of the audio from the House floor yesterday at this historic hearing that, I don't know.
Historic and hysteric.
Has this ever happened before where the people, where there was actually a constitutional amendment put forth to try to peacefully allow the people to peacefully secede from the United States? Did that happen during the Southern states?
I think it's the wrong first step, personally.
Oh, yeah. What's the what should it be?
I think the first step should be for our state to pass a constitutional amendment saying that if any state should secede from the Union, we will do everything in our power to prevent the federal government from going to war with that state, mm-hmm. including refusing to send our National Guard to fight our former countrymen. And I think we should push that amendment in every state where it has even a chance of passing. Maybe where it doesn't have a chance of passing, but get as many states as possible on that. We won't go to war to keep other states in the Union.
One of the problems, I think, with that is it's a complicated message. It's hard to, one of the things I liked about this constitutional amendment was it was short and simple, and there was nothing to get confused about.
It's 12
is confusing.
Words. We won't go to war to keep other states in the Union.
I still think it's a more confusing message than, you know, independence.
Well, the good news is there's already a bill that somebody put forward this session in the New Hampshire State House that, and I don't know if it's passed or not, I don't recall the status of it, but the proposed legislation would prohibit the state or would prohibit the National Guard from being able to be called up by the federal government unless there's a declaration of war.
Ooh.
Now, I'm not sure if that is written as only to foreign usage, or if it's just in general, there needs to be a declaration of war. I suspect it's foreign use, but...
Yeah, I mean, if it's general, that would create some interesting constitutional questions, because the federal constitution allows calling out... It doesn't say the militia. I don't know exactly what it says, but it says something along, it lists the purposes under which the president can call up the armed forces, and one of those, I think, is civil unrest. So it would be very interesting. I mean, I would still support it. I don't think the military should be used for that purpose.
You know what might be an interesting change? If something's not independence, but something, a change to our Constitution that basically would not, it wouldn't declare independence, but it simply would basically change the status of our Constitution to clarify that it supersedes, sort of, I guess, the U.S. Constitution. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean...
To make that clear to people?
Yeah, I mean, obviously right now it's understood that the U.S. Constitution, supersedes...
But it's not supposed to.
Yeah, right.
The U.S. Constitution came after the states. So,
right,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right.
It's not a bad idea. Let's bring Ridley on here. Dave Ridley from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey.
I have some thoughts regarding how a ceasefire could be implemented unilaterally in Ukraine.
Okay. Yeah, I honestly don't know what has been going on. They've been so busy with NH exit stuff. What's the latest over there?
You
I'm trying to do both. But the Well, you know, the Ukrainians are doing well in many ways, you know, compared to what was expected. So it's kind of a repeat of the Finnish War of 1939, where the Russians go in, they think they're going to have a cakewalk, and the Finns just eviscerated the Russians in 1939. And that's kind of what the Ukrainians are doing. And it gives them the opportunity. The Ukrainians could act unilaterally at this point from this, you know, kind of a position of strength that they have. In many ways. So, and any side in this war could act unilaterally. For example, Ukraine could, basically just make a small ameliorative gesture. For example, like, you know, a small prisoner release or some humanitarian gesture or something like that. Make sure it's really well publicized and put pressure on the Kremlin to make a very small ameliorative gesture of its own that doesn't hurt them, right? So if the Kremlin refuses this, then Ukraine just gets stronger because, look, we did this we tried to stop this, we did this ameliorative gesture, and they didn't respond, right? So the West would become enraged. And the same way the Kremlin could do this in Ukraine right now. They could do some small ameliorative gesture, get it well publicized, and then put pressure on Ukraine to do just some small ameliorative gesture in response.
You're saying that's if either side wanted to de-escalate the conflict, they could do that.
Yeah, so this could create...
I'm not sure they do.
An escalating series of de-escalations, if that makes sense. Any side in this war can do that by themselves right now.
Yeah, they could. It doesn't seem that that Putin is particularly interested in that. But then again, you know, according to Putin, he's just there to defend the republics that had declared independence back in 2014 from alleged ongoing attacks. So, I mean, he doesn't seem like the de-escalation type once he's, you know, he's sunk his teeth into something. But I could be wrong. I'd like to be wrong.
Well, if you want a suggestion for formulating your proposal, I don't know who you're going to submit it to or how you're going to submit it, but one thing that you might want to note in there is the original meaning of the word parole was not about criminals at all. The original meaning of parole was when somebody was captured in war, and they were released because it's expensive to keep prisoners of war. They would give their parole that they would not return to the fight if they were released. And the reason that's important is because a promise given under duress is not legally or morally binding, but a parole is always given under duress, and it gets over that issue. So it's just something to consider when you're writing this thing up.
Ridley, can we keep you on and talk about something we have control over, which is New Hampshire? I'd love to get your opinion on the New Hampshire exit status.
Yeah.
Okay, hang on here. More coming up here in moments. Because we really can't do anything about Ukraine and Russia except watch and see what's next. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here and share your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A snowstorm expected to blanket much of the country this weekend is placing 65 million people under a weather advisory. The Southeast and Midwest are expected to get several inches of snow, while the Northeast is predicted to receive more than a foot. Russia is facing more U.S. sanctions over its ongoing assault on Ukraine. President Biden is calling for Congress to remove favored nation status, which makes it very hard for Russia to do business with the United States. As far as the progress that the Russians are making, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby tells Fox News they are advancing in Kyiv.
That they have made progress in the last 24 hours in getting closer to Kyiv, and some of those advance elements over by the airport to the northwest of the city did move a little bit further down the road.
You're listening to USA Radio News. The Major League Baseball lockout is over, and that means spring training will begin ramping up this weekend in Arizona and Florida. MLB Network insider John Heyman. MLB Network insider John Heyman talked to the Today Show about how a full regular season will play out after the second longest labor dispute in league history.
They're going to squeeze in those games. They're going to play on the off days that have been scheduled. They're going to play at the end of the year. There's a little cushion built in. And at this point, because they didn't hit that first or second deadline, they're probably going to have to add a doubleheader or two.
A new Hill and Emerson College survey shows Andrew Cuomo has a decent shot of becoming the governor in New York again. Cuomo only trailing Governor Kathy Hochul by 4% in a hypothetical Democratic primary matchup. As Congress continues to debate the merits of daylight savings time, millions of Americans will set their clock ahead 1 hour Sunday morning. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
Chris, we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And coming up, Chris has a story about this bank transfer system that is being accused of rampant fraud. And we'll get into what their response is about that on the way.
Well, it's not surprising considering the entire banking system is based on fraud.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I figured it would be a good topic here tonight. So we'll get into that. But first, we're talking also the latest on some of the latest out of Russia. But first, we're going to go back to Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Dave, a longtime supporter of New Hampshire independence. As you know, the bill for independence, the constitutional amendment, was on the House floor for the very first time ever. A very historic event yesterday, even though it did not work out, as I don't think any of us really expected that it would. Only 13 people voted in favor of it out of 336, I believe, that were in attendance for the vote. But I don't think we had a chance to get your response and your thoughts on maybe what the next step should be. What are your thoughts, Dave, as somebody who's been involved in this thing from the very beginning?
Yeah, first, I didn't get a chance to finish my thought on Ukraine.
Okay.
The objective in the Ukraine piece that I'm suggesting is aim for what happened in Finland in 1940, where you have a short war. Finland is not radicalized to any large extent. Finland got a chance to establish that you don't mess with Finland, but Russia got enough ground, you know, they won enough territory to sort of bury their dead. So that's what needs to probably be the aim of any peace in Ukraine. Try and repeat kind of what happened in Finland, where the country's not destroyed, the war is short, there's no appeasement, the line is drawn, but, Ukraine gets to prove that it's the badass, but, Russia also, you know, gets a little bit of territory. That's probably, again, it happened in the Finnish War, and it was not such a bad outcome. So that's probably the aim here. I mean, it's better than appeasement, and it's better than nuclear war.
Okay.
Well, I think you should give Putin and Zelensky a call and
let them know
that suggestion.
Yeah. I suspect they're not listening to us.
Of Ukraine, I learned an interesting thing today, which is Facebook has changed its policy, and it is no longer forbidden to praise the segment of the Ukrainian military which is explicitly neo-Nazi. And apparently it wasn't allowed to say anything positive about them, but you're now allowed to if they're fighting the Russians. But the interesting thing about that to me is that I wasn't really aware that there was a segment of the Ukrainian military which is explicitly neo-Nazi.
Oh yeah,
that's kind of important to know.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Putin says he's doing what he's doing. He says that one of his goals is to denazify Ukraine.
Yeah, well, that's definitely something that he said. I think your average American would say that's just Russian propaganda.
They're
really there, apparently.
You know what it sounds like to me? It sounds like an excuse to invade Ukraine, and a little more, even though there's probably truth. Like, there's probably some truth to it. But.
Well, it kind of goes a long way toward eliminating the idea that there's a good guy in this.
No, there's definitely no good guys when it comes to governments in the world. So, Ridley, your thoughts on New Hampshire exit yesterday? The bill came up for a vote. It went down, sadly, with 323-13. But a lot of people are saying this is a good start. What do you think? What's your analysis of this?
Okay, I still wasn't finished. The article is at freeking.com about Ukraine. But freeking.com, article about Ukraine.
Got it.
But okay, now I can talk about it. Now I can talk about independence.
Yes.
Yeah, this was. We've gotten further than we thought we'd ever get. This was not designed to get votes. It was designed to get attention, and it's absolutely achieving that. Apparently, we finally, like, our great success is in defeat here right now because we've broken through, and all the media is talking about it, it seems like. So that's good.
Right. So the media is, of course, now gloating. Oh, yeah, it went down in flames, and New Hampshire state reps are saying they're with the union. And what are you seeing in the media? I saw there was an AP story about it that was getting picked up in a lot of places. Have you seen other national coverage?
I think the Washington Post had something on it, and I haven't started looking yet, actually. I was absorbing links that were posted by other people, and those are now posted. There's a post on forum.shiresociety.com where I've listed all the articles that I know of so far, but I haven't even started looking directly for articles yet. I've just been posting the ones that I accidentally ran into.
I am curious how they're kind of framing this now. Are they blaming this on like the Free Staters, like in the stories that they're writing up? Like
not that I've seen. I mean, certainly the Democrats Twitter posts.
Well, right, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
The Democrats on their Twitter posts are absolutely blaming
Free Staters. Right.
Good. That means we're getting a lot of press out of it, and people who didn't know there was a Free State Project are now going to hear about it from their crazy uncle who hates us.
I actually think it would be a good thing for them to blame the Free Staters because it brings attention to the movement and the fact that there are people working towards, you know, greater freedom, as opposed to if they don't, then, you know, I mean, we might be making some progress here, but it's not to the same degree probably.
I mean, how many states have even had something like that introduced into the legislature in the last century?
I don't think we've ever had a state as far as we've been able to find anyway, that has implemented some sort of constitutional amendment for independence.
In the last century, certainly nothing. But I've still asked the question, and I have not yet gotten an answer. Like, during the Southern Rebellion, were there constitutional amendments down there, or was it just the legislatures who just declared we're out? How did that go? What were the processes in the different states down there?
That's an interesting question, and there have to be historians who know the answer to it. I mean, I know that there was a declaration made that, if I recall correctly, actually borrows a lot of language from the original Declaration of Independence.
There's this concept, I call it the Tokyo Rose process. So Tokyo Rose, you know, she used to report Japanese victories closer and closer to Tokyo. Right. And it's sort of the same way with this. Like, the initial complaint about us was like, well, you're just some protesters at a building. And then it goes, well, you're just have some legislation. Well, now you're just some people who have legislation with 7 co-sponsors. Oh, now you're just people that have legislation that's gone all the way through the process and had a 3-hour hearing and 75 people showed up to support it. But now you're just these people that have the House vote on it. And now you're just these people that have massive publicity. So yeah. we're moving forward.
And you know, it's interesting because it's actually looking at this from a different perspective. They didn't vote to table it. They could have just gotten rid of it and not had 3 hours of.
It was a half hour hearing
was the one we were at.
Yeah, he's referring to the open session where anyone could testify. But yeah, Ridley, one other thought before you go. What do you think should be next? What should we do differently in the next year? Should this thing be brought up as is a second time, or should there be a different approach this coming year, or what?
Well, one of the state reps a couple of months ago, she was declining to become a co-sponsor, and she told me, she wanted a study committee. So there is some support for a study committee. I think that we've gotten the conversation started, and that does – one of the reasons for having exit legislation is that it creates a situation where now people are starting to talk about the details and how it would work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a really important conversation that, for instance, Slovenia did not really get a chance to talk about that much before they were independent.
We have plenty of time at this point. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. Dave Ridley there from RidleyReport.com. We continue at 603-283-6160. You can join the show. We'll get some audio from the House floor with the NA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
The phones are open here. You can join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You can bring up anything you want. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Ready to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? You can do that over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. Of course, that's not all they have at Bitcoin.com. They've got a ton of useful features. You can buy your first Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Dash or others. They've got a bunch of different cryptos that you can purchase directly there. I believe just using your debit card over. I've not tried it myself because I'm not allowed to buy cryptocurrency under my bail conditions, but I've seen the option. You can go to Bitcoin.com, look around. There's a lot of cool features there. And if you're not brand new to crypto, you want to get the latest news headlines, just head over to news.bitcoin.com. That's news.bitcoin.com. As we head to the phones, to the fun, we got Stephen on the line in Georgia, North Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Stephen.
Hey, so I heard y'all's conversation. I thought it was kind of interesting about how southern states seceded. I can't speak for every southern state, but I know that Georgia, essentially our Georgia State Congress voted on it in 63 to secede.
Okay, so it wasn't put to a vote of the people. It was just the Congress directly who said they won out.
No, and the way that the Georgia school system wants you to understand Georgia sovereignty is we separated ourselves from Great Britain, and then we chose to unite ourselves with the United States, and then in 1863, we chose to walk away from that agreement. And then, depending on who you listen to after that, either A, the evil United States forced us back in with violence and Reconstruction, or B, we lost the war, therefore we had to submit. And so that's one state. I can't speak for the other six, but that's one state.
I'm curious, though, when they voted, was it a law that they passed, or was it a constitutional amendment? How did that come to be?
It was supposed to be a law.
It was just a regular law, a regular old law. 51% needed to declare it.
Georgia's secession from the Union followed nearly two decades of increasing intense segregation. But that's not the article. It was a fairly clean cut vote. I think it was like 280 something to 35.
Oh wow!
Wow.
Yeah. Because once again, you have to remember the South. And I'm not taking sides here, but the South said that this was a war on states' rights, and it was going to affect the pocket. Well, which, like, Georgia, like, to this day, our emblem, our seal is cotton, right? So when you tell everyone that you're going to take away their cotton and their ability to produce cheap cotton and their ability to feed themselves, very few people are going to say, yeah, let's stay a part of that system.
I'm with you, Stephen. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, if New Hampshire secedes, I'm moving.
Groovy. Can I suggest that will probably happen quicker if you make the investment in coming up here and helping us work on getting out?
Yeah, definitely.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of people out there that just don't have the commitment. I would love for those people who say, because there's a lot of people like that who say, oh, yeah, I'll come on up if y'all secede. So, okay, we get to do all the work. and then you just get to come on up and enjoy the benefits, which you certainly would be free to do in a free New Hampshire, because hopefully we would have open borders and true freedom here. But yeah, we could get this done a lot sooner if everybody who said they were going to come later would just come now and, you know, get this done. Thank you for the call, Stephen. Appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. And there's people who have said that about almost every issue. Yeah, if you guys legalize weed, I'm coming up there.
Yeah, right.
Okay, well, we're not really that excited about that because you're not going to help us now, so why would you help us later?
The way you accomplish these things is not by waiting until something happens. It's by going and doing it.
Yeah.
And then you do. And
that's the nice thing about New Hampshire is we get the doers. Yeah. We get the people who are willing to get started and do things right now.
We definitely punch above our weight class, I guess, definitely in terms of, like, politics in New Hampshire. We make up a very small minority, but we have a heck of a lot of reps, you know, and support and everything else. And it's because we get out there. We do the activism. We run. We throw more people up to run for office so more people get elected. It doesn't even matter, you know, it doesn't even matter what you say. It's just the fact that you put more people up, more people get elected. So.
Yeah, I'm just looking here at a story about state secession back in the 1800s, South Carolina, Florida, Alabama, Georgia, and it does look like they had delegates. So it wasn't a straight up vote of the people. It was they had like secession conventions and delegates went to that convention and they voted there to secede. So I don't see anything just here at a glance that there was any kind of vote of the people.
Is it, I don't know, are there other kind of conventions?
It's at a secession convention here, so some sort of a special convention to secede or vote on it. It does say here that in Tennessee there was a vote, apparently. There was a statewide election, and they had rejected secession at that time. And then the delegates then voted for secession after that fact. So maybe Tennessee did have an actual vote. Anyway, if you know more and you want to weigh in here, you're welcome to join us at 603-283-6160. But as far as a constitutional amendment is concerned, I've not seen anything about that ever happening before. And the thing I really like about New Hampshire's approach, or at least its first attempt, which hasn't worked this time, but usually political things don't work the first time, so it takes multiple attempts. I like the idea of the constitutional amendment because it requires a supermajority.
Yeah.
And so there's no one who can say, oh, that was just a fluke vote or whatever. Oh, you got 51% by a nose, right? Most people still didn't want this. They just didn't show up at the poll. No, if you get 67% of the people who vote to say goodbye to the United States, I mean, that's a pretty much a mandate at that point.
Mm-hmm.
There's no doubt It wasn't even close, right?
Hmm.
So that's good. And plus, it then has to get through 60% of the state House and 60% of the state Senate. So the bar is high, and that means it's going to be difficult to accomplish that. We have a lot to do in order to make this thing possible. And one of the things that needs to get done is some of these pro-America, pro-union, pro-empire state reps, they got to get voted out.
They just
have to get replaced.
The modern Tories.
And I mean, and some of this, again, some of this is we need to throw more people up to run, more liberty-minded people up just to run for office. Because a lot of these people aren't hard to get elected. It's just numbers. You need to have enough people running in order to get them elected. If you just don't have anybody running against the only opponent, you know, if there's only one person running and they're not one of your people, there's no way for your people to get elected into office to actually change, make the change. So this is one of the reasons why, you know, you need to have more people moving and, you know,
absolutely
moving and doing. And we have that.
That's happening. So. And we're at record levels now with movers and hopefully more coming this year. It certainly sounds like it when we talk to the realtors like Mark Warden, the Porcupine Real Estate.
I've heard that he actually has had to turn people down.
He's had to hire staff because he can't handle the load.
Right.
He's super busy. Now two things are going to be different the second time around on this secession bill. Let's presume the same exact bill gets filed, and it can be filed, by the way, as soon as next year. Because
I thought it could only happen every 2 years. Is that only for regular bills?
Let me clarify. The rule is it can only happen once per two-year term. And so we're in the second year right now of the two-year term. So the new term starts next year. So they could file it next year, or they could file something different next year and then wait till 2024.
Hmm.
But it could be filed next year. But let's say it is. And this whole process starts over again. Two of the objections that came up this time around, we're going to have evidence to say they don't apply, hopefully. One is the 13 people, the heroes that voted for this, the people with an actual spine in the state legislature, the 13 men and one woman, 12 men, one woman that voted for this, will they get reelected in November? Of those who run for reelection, will they succeed at getting reelected? That's going to be, you know, clue number one that this issue isn't a career killer, because there's a lot of state reps who are concerned that they're not going to get elected if they vote for this. So they may support quietly. They might agree with state independence, but they're afraid of what the voters are going to do.
When you look at the fact that they didn't table it, it seems like they listened. I mean, the fact that
They only didn't table it because the Democrats wanted to get a roll call vote so they could target the people that voted for it. But regardless, it still worked for us because we wanted to get a roll call vote
so we could
target the people that voted against it.
Okay.
And the other thing is, so not only the question is, can they be reelected? And if so, then that wipes that objection off the table, right, if these guys get reelected. Secondly, if no one is charged with treason, as the state reps were saying they would be, then that proves that there's no criminal charges that can happen to the state reps by going for this thing. And I suspect we're not going to see anyone charged with treason of these 13. There's more coming up here.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.